Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
3, 5, 0, 1, 2, 5, go! I was there in the backstage, when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around. I can see all the weakness, I can pick all the faults, but I can see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. P1G hung around in your soundtrack to mirror all that you've done. Right side of reason, I kill the feel as the one. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes. All this told me no contact, no matter how hard we try. P1G
This is Alec. I just got here. Let's rock.
Thank you.
Listening to And the Beat Goes On by The Whispers. Previously, we were listening to Rock With You by Janet Jackson. You know, it's so nice to be back on WMFO. I'm really excited. This is my first solo show ever. Last year, I was on a show, The Ethereal Britney Spears, An Adventure in the Spheres. And the only thing I'm worried about is the thematic concentration. I don't have a thematic concentration. Last year, we focused on spheres. This year, I have no idea what I'm going to be bringing to the table. The show's called California Basement. It could be inspired by every state. I haven't thought that far in advance. All I know is that I ran here this morning, and I have tea in my hand, and it was 8:50. I don't manage my time well, period. I don't manage my time well on a general basis, but I also don't manage my time well on like a more like the minutiae of it all as well. So when you think of a boy running with his tea, just think about it, and it's just scary. Burns, there's no burns, but it's chill. But I hope you guys are enjoying the song. I might for time, because I got here like 5 minutes late,
I might just turn it back up, let it fade out a little bit, get to the next song by Krongbin. And yeah, this girl in my class, I was like talking to her and she was like, oh yeah, what's like your WMFO like social, like what's the playlist? Showed it to her, she was like, banger after banger, looks so good. I was like, yes! So that's the vibe. And okay, I'll let it fade out in a sec, and then I'll go to Time You and I by Krongbin, which was something I discovered through Anastasia, who we did It's Real Britney Spears together. So I'll just let this fade out. We can go to the next song. And yeah, see you guys in a couple songs, and hope you guys enjoy.
Just you and I, having up the time. won't show you tears, but hold it off, you are dangerous. Got to be a man now, anything less is just no lie. Don't keep it quiet, get hold on, rest up tears. They come round to your way of thinking, soon enough they will. All this talk of love, when that's something you never know. It's too undignified and much too close, it's much too close to home. Sometimes it's a fair hand, that's no way to do it. Well, you may be right, but I don't like your alternative. In times like these, they sold the boys out from the men. And I knew with the girls is where I end up again. And all this talk of love, when that's something you never know. It's too undignified and much too close, it's much too close to home. Should I say well done when I know how he was done? You were despised and true, it turned out to be cruel. But I always rejoice to see us win some ground from off the boys. And all this talk of love, when that's something you never know. It's too undignified and much too close, it's much too close, much too close, much too close to home.
Hello. Those were a bunch of songs. That was Grong Band Time, You and I, Everything But the Girl, Laugh You at the House, and George Clanton, Justify Your Life. Yeah, I'm just chilling. I don't know. I wanted to speak for like a hot sec, and the songs were just going and going and going, and now that I'm here, I have nothing to say. But, I mean, I do have some stuff to say. What's with the weather? Yeah, weather's so weird. So bipolar here. I don't understand. It was, like, really hot last week, and then, like, not hot at all this now. It's, like, cold. I'm wearing a sweater. It's rough. It's rough out here. Anyhow. Next, we have one of my favorite groups right now, Magdalena Bay. They're a duo from Chicago, maybe? I have no idea. Well, they currently live in Los Angeles. I've seen them multiple times in many different locations, though, including Boston. Really good live. I mean, the only things that they play, I mean, like, Mika does vocals, and then you have Matt, who's on bass and synth. Mika does synth as well. And then you have a third drummer who I don't remember the name of, who's technically not really in the band, but, like, they pay him to, like, you know, come along and, like, do the whole you know, whatever. So there's, like, only three of them on stage, which is just really fun to me. And then Wikipedia page is so minimalistic. But in contrast, they are very, very explosive. They're a very fun band. I don't know if this song is necessarily indicative of that at all. But it's one of their singles off their album Mercurial World. It's like a concept album that deals with like aging, but then also deals with like love and whatever, and like it, I mean, as most music does like these days, whatever. But yeah, I'm gonna start playing it. I realized what I wanted to say is that if you're on Spotify and you use it, really the Daylist has been an ever-present moment ever since I like found out it has existed, just like yesterday, or maybe Monday night. Because there's nothing I love more than waking up and like looking at my Daylist and being told that I listen to Rage and Eerie on Wednesday mornings, and that my playlist is called currently Dark Haunting Wednesday Morning. Like last night I had like Smooth Afrofuturism Tuesday evening. So I'm a little like, what? I don't know. Whatever. It's the algorithm's choice. Maybe if I worked for Spotify, that would be fire. I could make these less, in your face demeaning and, make me, the consumer, feel more welcome in the space, because I don't feel like this is a safe space. But anyways, I'm going to play Hysterical S. Please enjoy. I really do love this song. And goodbye. Enjoying this vibe switch? Yep, I'm sure you guys are. Wait, am I audible? I'm so audible. It's actually crazy. So that was Tension by Kylie Minogue. That song is so fire. I don't care. It's so good. I really strongly believe that there's so much value in pop music. I really don't care. I don't care. That's why I love Magdalena Bay so much. Anyhow. But it's really funny because this song is Protection by Massive Attack. And, what is it? And I was looking up Kylie Minogue's name. Kylie Minogue has a song with Massive Attack, which is crazy to me. It doesn't even register. Kind of funny, put these two back to back. Anyways, sorry if you guys really enjoyed the song. I'm going to be doing the PSA over it right now. And then I'm going to be letting you guys enjoy it. But anyways, let's read the PSA, shan't we? Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Why I chose this was because on it, it says even very damaged PSAs can be repaired with mending tape. Unfortunately, people killed by drunk drivers cannot. which, like, isn't funny, but it's also really funny, and I hope it's part of the PSA because I hope it gets read every single time it's spoken. Anyhow, I'll let you guys enjoy the song. I might fade it out early, no tea, no shade to Massive Attack, but I got more songs, so enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Just For Now by Imogen Heap. Imogen Heap, oh my god, she's incredible. She just like, oh no way. Oh, I don't know that movie though. My mom just texted me, this song's from the Holiday movie. The Holiday. I just typed it into Google. Okay. Oh, Cameron Diaz. Oh! Okay, that movie. That's on a lot in our household. Yeah, I love Imogen. Yeah, Imogen Heap is great. She, I didn't know about her for a long time. And then I think I saw this video of her on YouTube using these gloves. She basically conceptualized, I'm pretty sure, and then put into action these gloves, these Mimu gloves, which basically are an instrument. They're kind of like a theremin, where it's like you're dealing with, like, not like theremin in the sense, I don't know. It's these gloves that you can use to control your vocals. You can make beats with them using your hands. You should, I mean, if you have any interest, you should just look it up. Ariana Grande used them once. She cites Imogen Heap as, like, one of her idols. She used them in concert multiple times. I saw some videos of that. Pretty chill. But no one uses them like Imogen Heap does. She did them really good. She used them really well in this. I mean, she, you know, whatever. But she used them really well in this Tiny Desk video. And she just, oh, and this TED Talk. Oh, my God. It's just insane. It's just insane how she just creates, like a whole, one of her songs from nothing. And, like, especially just, like, because I'm pretty sure she probably didn't have, like, the technology when she was making this album, like, way back when. Speak for yourself. So, I mean, like, I don't know. It's really cool. It's really cool. Hope people catch on to those. I hope it gets more. I don't know how affordable it is. But hopefully, it's like affordable enough that like people want to start using them, because it's just, they're just such like a uniquely cool invention that I feel like haven't really caught on yet. Wearable tech, wearable technology. Anyways, next I have another person who I really, really love. I've been listening to her a lot. I started listening to her a lot end of August. Erica DeCosier. I found her through New Jeans, because the New Jeans EP, everyone knows about that. That dropped. And I read an article. She had a hand in writing it. When you look at her out, especially Sensational, her latest album Sensational, comparing her work on that, her writing on that, especially to the writing on the New Jeans EP, makes so much sense. You can really see it. She has this very like, the Sensational is about dating, dating in this day and age sucks. and she puts it into good words, specifically for being female and dating. And she has a song Busy. It's one of the most streamed songs on the album, and I really just got into it like the other day, because I was really into Make My Day, which is a really good song on that album, and I really love the outro, but Busy on it rocks. So I'm gonna let the people dance to that, and I'll be back in a sec, maybe, we'll see. Enjoy.
I gotta work real hard to get to the what I want. that's what I did. I didn't know I'd get so busy. I'd like to unwind, see how that feels. I wanna keep it real still, baby. But I'm way too busy.
Thank you.
Hello. That was Magpie by Lava LaRue. Oh man, sorry. I have one more song. I'm doing way better on time. I'm just talking during the song, so like I'm doing way better on time than I thought I would be doing. But low key, I like it. Leave a present on the Curtis Hall door if you guys are enjoying that as well. I hope I'm overlapping with a lot of people's morning commutes. I think that would be really funny. If you're driving to work right now, if you're walking to work right now, and are listening to your phone, if you're skiing to work right now, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited to be doing that. I mean, this is like I haven't done a solo radio show in a hot minute. So this is kind of crazy to me, to be back, to air out anything. This could be therapy, honestly. Some people pay for therapy. I can just talk to people on at 9 a.m. in their cars, and they can't do, well, you can switch the station, but there's nothing you can do. I'm in your ears, I'm in your walls, I'm in your car, and yeah, but, anyhow, oh no, Kraft recalls cases of American prostitution, choking and gagging, okay, but like, I don't understand, why is choking and gagging on Kraft if, oh, they're unpleasant to eat, my parents, hi parents, hey, talking to them. Yes, that's so true. My parents are listening. Hello. Yeah. So it's me and my parents, and then all of you guys just, you know, listening to this. The text comes through, and then I say it on air, and then I respond to it on air. Yeah. Anyways. Next up is Eve Tumor. Saw Eve Tumor and their band at, what's it called? Bleach Fest. They are really good live. I'm gonna see them, in October. And, yeah, they're just an amazing artist. They've been going for a hot minute. One of their ambient, tracks, went viral on TikTok. But viral isn't, like, it has, like, 27 million, like, streams, not, like, a bajillion streams. It's not like people were making a dance to Limerence. They were simply just putting like montages of really sad things to it. And you would swipe through and it would be like life is so fleeting. Let's go take a walk in the meadow. I miss the grass, but I'm not going to be playing that song. I'm going to be playing a different song, which is much more upbeat. And, although this song is wonderful, that's not the vibe I'm going for this morning. So, before Georgia gets here, who is the show after me, Yep Jump Music, please take a listen. Let's listen to some Eve Tumor, Ebony Eye. Let's go. Bye.